y'all. I'm Gabby.
I'm Kelsey.
Hi, I'm Maddie. And today we're going to be talking about nutrient sufficiency of a plant-based diet without protein or vitamin supplementation. As reported by research firm Global Data, the percentage of U.S. citizens identifying as vegan has been rapidly increasing, as indicated by a 600% increase from 2014 to 2017, a vegan lifestyle has become somewhat of a popular trend amongst Americans and also among citizens of the UK, Portugal, China, and Canada. The diet is increasing in popularity and can be a great way to attempt to limit an individual's saturated fat and sodium intake, while also increasing the intake of high-fiber foods like whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. However, individuals who choose to adopt a plant-based diet may experience certain nutrient deficiencies without careful consumption of essential vitamins, minerals, and macronutrients. We've gathered research to help answer the questions, does a plant-based diet provide adequate nutrients without further supplementation? And can optimal health be achieved on this diet during pregnancy?
When eliminating animal products from the diet, it may be more difficult to consume the recommended amounts of the nutrients commonly found from animal products. However, there are many vegan food sources of each of these nutrients, but more careful diet consideration may be necessary in allocating for the proper consumption of these nutrients. Common nutrients of concern include protein, omega-3s, vitamin B12, iron, calcium, and vitamin D.
So with that information, in regards to macronutrients, proper protein consumption tends to be an area of concern for people following a vegan diet. Meat and animal products are complete protein sources. This means that they include all 9 essential amino acids. On the other hand, most vegan protein sources are incomplete proteins, meaning they have a portion of or only small amounts of the essential amino acids. So under a vegan diet, one must eat a combination of complementary proteins in order to absorb all the recommended essential amino acids. A few examples of complementary vegan protein sources are things like rice and beans, hummus and pitas, and peanut butter sandwiches that are made on whole grain bread.
Omega-3s are generally consumed in animal products like fish and eggs, so it's important for vegans to consider their consumption of omega-3 fatty acids and eat foods like avocados, nuts, and seeds that are rich in them. The recommended B12 requirement for adults under the age of 50 is about 2.4 micrograms per day. Vegan sources of B12 include nutritional yeast, fortified milks, fortified cereals, and tempeh. Adults need about 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day, and some vegan sources of calcium are leafy green vegetables, calcium-set tofu, sesame seeds, and tahini.
Women under the age of 50 need about 18 milligrams of iron per day, and men need around 8 milligrams a day. Vegans can get iron from beans, nuts, dried fruits, and fortified cereals. The USDA recommends the average adult get about 50 micrograms of vitamin D a day, and while fortified cereals can provide vitamin D, individuals can also get vitamin D through sun exposure.
As many might assume, the nutritional needs change throughout a woman's life, especially during the pregnancy stage. Vegan and vegetarian diets may be bringing great attention to health. However, it can create a developing problem in diets lacking in appropriate nutrients, which is especially concerning when it's in regards to pregnancy.
During the pregnancy and lactation phase in a woman's life, she requires a larger intake of nutrients like iron, protein, and many vitamins such as vitamin D and B12. Plant-based diets are extremely limited and require planning and supplementation in order to maintain it as a healthy lifestyle. These nutritional deficiencies could be detrimental to both the baby and the mother. For instance, a deficiency in B12 can cause miscarriage, gestational diabetes, and malformations. A lack of iron in the diet can lead to preterm birth or low birth weight for the infant. A vitamin D deficiency during pregnancy can lead to preeclampsia.
With this being said, balanced maternal nutrition with a vegan diet during pregnancy is possible. However, it just requires effort and knowledge on what's being consumed. If the pregnant or lactating woman consumes a healthy amount of foods needed to meet her adjusted pregnancy RDAs, such as legumes, nuts, calcium, fortified plant milks and yogurts, and nutritional yeast, the pregnancy can continue safely and the mother can continue with the plant-based diet she wishes to follow. All right, that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast.